I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. My friend and colleague Ritu Chatterjee used to work right here in our Boston newsroom, but she missed her native India and decided to move back there, which means that this week, for the first time in years, she was in Kolkata with her family for one of the things she missed the most, a festival called Durga Pujo.
This five-day festival celebrates Durga, the 10-armed warrior goddess known for killing a demon named Mahishasur. Every neighborhood has its own celebration inside a pandal, a temporary structure built to house the idol of the goddess. She's shown holding a different weapon in each of her 10 arms, riding a lion and in the act of killing the dark, curly-haired Mahishasur. For a decade living in the U.S., I pined to be home during this time of year. Yesterday, I took a break from work and ventured into Kolkata to spend time with some relatives and check out some of the pandals. As I walked through the narrow, packed streets, checking out the idols and artwork in different neighborhoods, I marveled at the fact that our biggest festival celebrates a goddess, and a warrior goddess, no less, known for her fierceness and invincibility. And yet, being a journalist covering gender issues, I found myself thinking back on a recent story that put Calcutta in the national media. Earlier in September, a female student at one of Kolkata's prestigious institutions, Jadavpur University, was allegedly molested on campus. When the woman complained to authorities at the university and did not get a transparent and quick inquiry into the case, fellow students began protesting. And instead of helping students, the authorities turned against them.
Yesterday during the police attack, some man in civil dress just pulled my hair and dragged me to the police van. And they also tried to molest me.
That was one of the protesters speaking to CNN and IBN. How is it that we spend so much money, time and effort in worshipping a warrior goddess, and we still treat our woman so poorly? I think about Durga and realize that she took on her warrior role at the request of her husband Shiva and other gods. Thinking more about it, I suppose it does reflect reality in India. A woman can take on a warrior mode, but only when men allow it. But the recent protests in Kolkata give me hope. If one section of the society is trying to suppress women, another is trying to fight back in retaliation. It feels like a battle for sure. Somewhat like Durga's battle with Mahishasur. But at least in this one, there are some men standing side by side in support of women. For The World, I'm Ritu Chatterjee, Kolkata, India.